п'ятницю підем разом по чарниці. Я прийшов, тебе нема. Підманула, підвела. Ти ж мене підманула, ти ж мене підвела. Ти ж мене молодого зупинила, зупинила. Казала, в суботу підем разом на дому.
I'm a Ukrainian refugee living near Brighton, and I'm part of Ukrainian community in Sussex. We're doing the fundraising event today in All Saints Church in Hove to collect money for a generator for one of Ukrainian schools. This is so important because this school is a school for kids who left the occupation zone. And we want to make sure they are happy and warm during winter. And we're also collecting some money for tourniquets that are extremely important now in Ukraine, because basically one tourniquet is one saved life. So we're trying to help our people as much as possible, even though we're far from them. But we still try to do our best.
Thank you, Vlada.
Cheers.
Let me introduce to you our amateur singing group Vola from Chichester. We all came from different parts of our picturesque country, but we are all united with one wish for freedom and happiness. There are teachers, journalists, healthcare professionals, and economists among us with shared desire to work and live in independent Ukraine. Over time, we've become more than a singing group. We've become an art group. And today we would like to sing patriotic songs for you during our first part of our performance.
Today is a special day for me personally, because today is the 20th anniversary of me coming actually to the UK for the first time. Yeah.
Oh wow.
In October 2023, I came here for the first time.
Wow. Yeah.
So that's why I think the philosophy of this organizing committee, where like Irina just came to join us. Hello, hey, Irina. And the philosophy of this organizing committee is very close to my principles and my beliefs, because they are supporting and stimulating collaboration between English community, Ukrainian community. I can see people from any other communities here as well, which is great to see. And that's why it's a particular pleasure for me to come here to support charity, support events in a day which is 20th anniversary for me being in the UK. And also, confirming and testifying our support to the Ukraine and people in Ukraine by being in this event.
Thank you.
And thank you to you too.
Did you come on holiday the first time you came, or was it like, did you actually move here straight away?
No, we haven't moved permanently straight away. In 2003, we just came on a short-term working visa to work in the hospitality sector. So we just had temporary jobs in a hotel with my girlfriend, who's my wife now. She's here with me today as well. And we stayed here about 8 or 9 months because we came in October, but then we left in August because we had to continue and finish our studies in Ukraine. Both of us, we studied in university at that time. So we left October 2024, went back to our unis. Then we had an Orange Revolution happen in Ukraine.
Yeah.
We went there to stood in a major square, independent square in Kiev, supported that. Really were happy that Yushchenko came to power and democratic forces came to power. But then unfortunately we also could see that they're not gaining momentum, which we were hoping for. And all advancements of the revolution that people actually created, they all getting lost in that corruption, in that mishmash influence of Russia and Russian imperialistic ambitions. Yeah. So when we finished universities, we thought, we don't think it's going to go very well in Ukraine, unfortunately, you know? And we just voted with our feet, you know, at that time.
And came to Crawley, and that's where we met, isn't it?
And that's where we met, and that's where we are still.
And here we are today. And your mother-in-law's here as well.
My mother-in-law here, her name is Victoria, yes.
She's a very good piano player.
She's a musician, yeah. She's actually a proud musician. She gives lessons. She teaches children to play piano. And she's also a strong theorist of music. Mm. She can write her own songs. She can hear to the song or to the music, and she can... follow the notes and make it out without having a note in front of her. So yeah, she's good at that.
Brilliant. Thank you very much.
Thank you.
Yeah, I think we should book her for Erasmus or something like that.
Start now.
Uh-huh.
We are Volya Choir from Chichester, and we've all met in Chichester about more than a year ago. Yeah, and it started with a simple idea before Christmas: why not to get together and sing Christmas carols? So that's how we started, mm-hmm. and we've performed at various locations, and Chichester Cathedral as well at their special service, and we were invited by the mayor of Chichester. Now this new one, the one before that, and we also performed with Lithuanian community and took part in their events. Also several performances in Portsmouth, Refugee Week, and
Clifford.
Clifford.
Yacht racing.
Yacht racing in Portsmouth.
For 11 months, all around the world.
Wow. Mm-hmm. And we had performance in New Theatre Royal in Portsmouth.
Okay.
Yes, as well with another Ukrainian choir. And we are happy to be here today. It's a lovely event.
It's very to be in Brighton.
Yes, it is. It's not the first time in Brighton. It's the first time we are performing in Brighton. Yes, we came here before and we liked the place. So, special thanks to organizers. It's very nice. It's lovely. And it gives us like a homey, cozy atmosphere. And we are happy to be here.
Thank you very much. Well, I hope we can have you back here as well to play another time, because we have some more events which we're organizing with the Ukrainian community together.
We would be happy.
We'd love to. Yeah. Thank you very much.
Thank you very much.